Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Al Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Hamlin reaches third base with a triple. Herzog goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. GT hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauer moves to second. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Hamlin moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Herbert moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer fires to third and picks off Hamlin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Freeze hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chee-Ti hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauer strikes out. 2 outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hamlin strikes out. 1 out. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Cuck's now pitching. Marv Thronberry now playing first base. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sievers is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Al Smith now playing right field. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing left field. Bob Gigge now pitching. Whitey Herzog now playing right field. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemmerer strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 6-to-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Leo Keeley now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards center. Tuttle fields it and throws to second to catch Smith for the out. Aparicio scores. 2 outs. It's 7-to-4, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herzog moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.